promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to LATalkRadio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, you're listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning. If you'd like to take part in the show today, please dial 323-203-0815. And now, here are your program hosts, Sam and Steph, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's October 18th, a Tuesday. We're back in the studio after 3 days.
Yes, happy Tuesday.
Yeah. It's not exactly like we went on a vacation or something.
No.
But we did get a day off yesterday, so that's cool. Good morning, Stephanie. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great, too.
Awesome. We're both great.
Yeah, okay. We can go home now.
Yeah. Have a nice day, folks. Oh, man.
So, it was a...
awkward silence? What's up, Sam?
No. Well, a lot of shit is going out in the news. But the other night, though, we were watching Rio. Did you ever see that movie?
No, I didn't.
The animated movie?
I didn't. I'm not into animation.
Really?
It takes a really good one to get me into it.
Really? But, well, yeah. That's pretty good. You know, have you seen any of the Pixar movies at all? Like Toy Story?
Oh, yeah. Toy Story has a nice little spot in my, you know, in my heart. I love Toy Story.
Really?
But how was Rio?
Rio was very cute.
So it's Johnny Depp,
cute.
Right?
No, that's Durango. That's
womp, womp.
Rango.
Okay, yeah. They're all the same.
We're
going to
watch that one, too. But no, this is about the birds that fly to Rio and, you know, in Brazil and look for each other and that sort of thing. But it was very cute, yeah. It was with, what's his name, the guy that from Social Network.
Oh, I can't remember his name. I know exactly who you're talking about, though. The lead.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not Zuckerberg because that's the guy from Facebook.
It's the guy that plays him who I've had a crush on.
Yeah, it's pretty pretty close though, right?
Yeah. I saw Zookeeper. I saw a lot of movies,
you did?
Actually. Zookeeper just got on demand or whatever, and it's with Kevin James. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think I'd like that because I'm not really into animations. And then this is definitely very mystical in that the animals actually speak, you know?
Right. Uh-huh.
So I just thought, I'm not going to dig it. And I ended up loving it.
Really?
It was very funny.
The animals actually talk?
They talk. Yeah. I loved it. It kind of brought the inner child out in me.
Yeah.
I also saw Drive with Ryan Gosling.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because I told you.
Finally got around to it, yeah.
Last week I saw Eyes of March with Ryan Gosling. This week, Drive. Really good.
Really?
You have to go see it.
Did you hear that this woman was suing them because there was not a lot of driving in the movie?
What?
Yeah.
That doesn't even make sense to me. Why?
I swear. Because I guess... it's called Drive, and it was promoted as a driving movie, and she claimed there wasn't enough driving
in it. That's ridiculous.
Was there enough driving in it?
There was quite a bit of driving in it, yeah. Enough for me, at least. Yeah, any more than that, and it would have been probably too much, but it was a lot more bloody and gory than I expected.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it was different. I definitely recommend going out to see it. As far as Ryan Gosling goes, he's amazing in both that movie and Eyes of March. Eyes of March by far is a more intelligent, complex movie. So that would be my top choice. And his performance also, better in Eyes of March. But I recommend Drive.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, well, we'll have to check it out. Mm-hmm. By the way, that's Jesse Eisenberg that played the...
Oh, yes.
Okay, so...
Mm-hmm. He is so cute.
He is.
I'm
and that's what I'm
guys.
Saying. He made the bird really cute.
Oh, you think and he's cute too.
Yeah, well... I think he did a great job in Social Network and also in this movie he did. I think he's a very good actor, actually.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
He absolutely is. He's like got an interesting style. He always
does.
Plays
he's
kind
unique.
Of an awkward, different person.
Right.
Yeah.
The really brainy guy,
mm-hmm.
you know?
And while we're on the topic of movies, I just have to throw out that the movie with, called Tree of Life with Brad Pitt.
Oh, that one? Yeah.
And Sean Penn.
Uh-huh.
Horrible.
Really?
horrible. I honestly made it through 30 minutes of it, and I had to turn it off.
Really?
I couldn't even watch the rest. It was very artsy and experimental, but for the first 10 minutes, it's like, what the heck? I had no idea what was going on.
Really?
And then, after the first 10 minutes, it goes into, 20 minutes of just graphics, mm-hmm. of just random graphics of, nature and landscapes and... Just,
really?
What's
the film supposed
stopped.
To be about?
The Tree of Life, apparently.
Which is what?
I don't know. I don't know. All I'm saying is do not waste your time. Don't waste your time.
Okay, we won't do.
I was so pissed off. I want to know, though, honestly, if I was like Brad Pitt or Sean Penn and I'm going to the premiere of this movie, mm-hmm. what were they thinking when they were watching it? Because, you know, you do your part as an actor, but you have no idea where the movie's going to really go, what direction it's going to go
right.
In until you see, the post-production. And I cannot imagine what they thought, because it was just, even the way it was shot, it was just kind of different and almost just cheap and weird.
Really?
I didn't like it, yeah.
Wow.
So.
And that's two big actors, too, you know?
Right, that's why I
assumed
it'd
be good. Makes you wonder
what
they were thinking
mm-hmm.
when they picked those scripts, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes you just never know if it's going to be like something brilliant or an epic fail.
Yeah.
And this was a fail.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
So. Okay, well, we're not going to see it then.
Yeah, exactly.
There's plenty of movies to see, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Oops. What's this?
Yeah.
I'm getting a little
fuzziness.
Buzzy.
Ah, yeah. In my ear.
Yeah, let's not start that again.
Mm-hmm. So I joined a gym this past weekend.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. I used to work out all the time, and then just since moving here a year and a half ago, I kind of just haven't, And I'll go hiking or whatever. But, the gym is what really motivates me because, you go to the gym and then you see all these other people working out and
right.
it kind of makes me competitive and I start working out even harder and harder,
yeah.
That's why I barely can walk today. I'm
really?
So sore.
So you haven't worked out for a long time before that, huh?
Not in this way.
Right.
Hiking and different things, but I start, when I'm in a gym, I start to really kick my ass.
Really?
And especially when you see these 60-year-old Asian women that are like rubber bands. They're just flying all over the place. I mean, they make me look like I'm a 90-year-old Amazon woman.
Oh,
I feel like a giant... just huge.
Yeah, I know. Working out is actually pretty cool. I used to work out a lot, but I've gotten lazy.
Yeah.
So I don't do that anymore, but I really should, because we sit around so much in today's world. You got to move. You got to make your
Absolutely.
Blood circulate. You got to make your muscles work.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you though, I was dreading it at first. I was like, I don't want to do this, but I need to because I'm starting, I'm getting a little older and I need to... keep up with I need my body to look good, and I can notice certain places where I'm like,
really?
That's not the dancer body I used to have.
Yeah.
So it took me, I was dreading going to the gym, but I'll tell you, walking out of that gym and sweating like a pig, it feels great. It feels so good.
And then, just give yourself a few days and then you get into it and you can't do without it.
Exactly.
That's
I already
cool
feel
thing.
That way.
Do you?
Yeah, I think I'm in my fourth or fifth day now.
Cool.
Yeah, I joined Friday.
Cool for you.
So, we'll see. Keep it up. The only thing is, in the beginning, when you're not used to it, your legs, your muscles are starting to expand, and I feel kind of swollen and big right now.
Right.
Because you're pushing on all those muscles and they're not used to it.
Right.
So I kind of feel weird today, but...
Yeah. It's just a feeling. You don't look muscular yet. You're not on your way to Arnold Schwarzenegger yet.
No. It's the key is, lightweight, not super heavyweights, and lots of reps,
uh-huh.
Cardio, really tone it up. I'm not trying to get big. I'm just trying to tone up.
Yeah.
Yeah, firm the ass, people. I've never had a good butt, though. My butt has never been...
Are you
know.
Too critical of yourself?
I'm looking at all these other chicks in the gym. I'm like, check it out, chicks, not guys.
Really?
I check out chicks
I know,
in the gym.
That's what women do.
Yeah.
It's amazing, huh?
Her ass. I want her ass. I want her calves. Isn't that horrible? It's too funny.
It just shows that no woman is ever happy with what she has.
Yeah.
You know?
I usually am, honestly. I usually am very happy. But it's just been recently that I've thought, I just need to, for myself, and just to be fit and healthy, I need to go start
yeah,
working out.
Yeah, if it makes you feel better about yourself,
yeah.
then it's important, and you do
mm-hmm.
it.
But you do start to get addicted, so you need to know where to stop
yeah.
and just say, hey, I'm not trying to lose any more weight. I'm not trying to tone up anymore. Mm-hmm. I just want to maintain.
Right.
And that's the key, because a lot of people do get obsessed.
Yeah. I know. I mean, when I was interviewing potential co-host before you came on board, it was funny because this one
before
chick...
Before I knocked your socks off.
Yeah, exactly. Wooed me out of the room. So she came in and she was like a bodybuilder or something.
Holy crap.
I know.
And that's she comes intimidating.
In and yeah, I said, I don't have anything in common with her, you know. What am I going to talk to her about? Bodybuilding, yeah. You know. And it doesn't look good on a woman. I don't care what you say. You know?
Oh, yes. I was about to say, yeah, a guy does not want to feel like they're having sex with a man, another
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you know, and her voice was deeper and stuff. She must have taken, you know, I don't
wow.
know what she's taken. You
that's
know?
Weird.
Yeah.
Very weird.
I can't believe it's already like going to be Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
October
soon.
18th?
Is yeah.
That? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Time is flying by. It's today. Ridiculous.
I know. I know. It's almost the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Here, we got a phone call.
Oh, wonderful.
Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Sam.
Hey.
St. Louis Steve.
Yes, Steve. How you doing?
Wonderful.
Stephanie,
I just had to call in and say hello. I've been listening to your show and had a chance to call. And I want to say hi to your new guest co-host.
Oh, thank you.
Go
hi,
ahead,
Steve.
Say hi to her.
Yeah, hey, Steph.
How you doing?
I was listening the other day, and you were talking about sweating again here just now. It reminded me to you gave me such a big visual when you talked about, I think you said just sweating your balls off or something
oh.
like that.
Oh, I knew I was never going to live, you know.
Yeah, yeah, so I figured I owe you a call on that, you know.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It wasn't sweaty balls. It's that I think she said she didn't want to... She didn't want to suck on hairy balls.
Oh, no, that too. But no, the other day.
Oh, was it about
I've said many things involving balls.
I guess you have.
We get confused. Too many ball comments.
That's
yeah,
funny.
Well, it's kind of different to hear a chick talk about balls referring to herself.
Yeah.
So, you know.
That's what I said. I accidentally said, I sweated my balls off because
okay.
it was so hot, the weather.
Yeah.
Thanks for reminding me, Steve.
Yeah. Okay, well, I just want to let you know I'm listening. You guys got a great show.
Thank you very much. How are things in St. Louis?
It's kind of drizzly now, but, you know, we're getting ready to have World Series game number one tomorrow night.
Nice.
And we're all excited with the big game, so, you know, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah. Sounds
you know,
good. Yeah.
Against the Texas Rangers, and I don't know, it's going to be tough, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, you got kids, right?
Oh, yeah. I got three kids of my own, and I got five grandkids now, too.
Are you serious? Wow, man,
yeah.
You're pretty young.
Oh, yo, thanks.
Yeah. How old is your oldest?
My oldest son is, like, getting close to being 30, 20. I think he's going to be 29 or so. I lost count.
Yeah.
But he's not 30 yet, but close to 30.
Wow.
Nice.
That's pretty
yeah,
cool,
they,
man.
They started early. They were high school... Had our oldest grandson, and when they were still in high school. So, and they're really a good testimony that they could survive through all this, you know.
Pulled through.
And yeah.
Wow, that's amazing, man. I mean, so they stayed together since high school.
Right. Yeah. And then their son is already like 11 years old now. So.
Wow, I'm impressed, man. I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Were you shocked when your kid got pregnant, or was it your daughter or your son?
Yeah, we were kind of shocked.
Yeah.
And it just actually we kind of got happy about it too, you know, try to make the best of it, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody pitched in and helped, and they've had a rough go, you know.
Yeah.
So.
No, I can imagine. I don't know how I would react, but you know, you got to support your kids no matter what, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got to.
Right.
You got to really support them, because otherwise they're so messed up, you know.
Sure.
Yeah.
They hate you.
Well said, Sam. Well, they're so messed up.
Yeah. Well, Steve.
Well, you should be having a grandkid pretty soon yourself, probably.
Yeah, I don't think that anytime soon. I don't think my daughter is ready for it yet. But whatever happens, man.
Yeah, I thought you had a son, too, didn't you?
I do. I have a son who's 18 and a daughter who's 20.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying. He's right at that age of making a baby.
Yeah, being able to impregnate.
Oh, gosh.
Well, you have to tell him the story of the birds and the bees, you know?
Yeah, I think he's beyond that already. You know?
Like 10 years ago, right?
Yeah.
All right, Steve. Thank you so
much
for calling.
Well, it's unheard to hear the story again, though. That's what I mean, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, well, yeah. Hey, Steph, you seem pretty cool on the Facebook front of yours already. So,
oh, great.
So you can relate to me when I make a stupid comment on your page, you know.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Have fun.
Steve. All the best. Bye-bye.
See you guys.
Bye. Bye. Yeah, it's always interesting, you know, when a child of yours is, you know, gets pregnant at such an early age. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, it's kind of, in a way, not good news for the parents, you know. But after the child's born, it brings nothing but joy.
That's true. That's true. You know, but I think it really interferes with a girl's life or even a boy's life, you know, if he has to take care of the kid and stuff as well. Because, you know, you need time to grow up, you know. I mean,
sure.
You know, you have a kid at 17, 18. That's so early, you know. You're still
a kid
yourself.
It is early. It's certainly not the ideal situation, you know. It's not.
And,
but
you know, and many kids don't grow up or mature as fast, you know. So at 17, they might still be acting like they're 15.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, that's true. Very true. Yeah, the biggest fear I think with parents, because like even me, I have a sister that had a child at a pretty young age.
Right.
The biggest fear was, you know, does she know what she's actually getting into? You know, does she realize that once she has this child, you can't just, you know, give the child away. The child is yours forever now.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
And it's a 24/7 job. But my sister has been just amazing, and it really shaped her up, too. It's just changed the whole aura of our family.
Yeah. Oh, it does.
But it's different for every situation. You know, every situation's different. Every family, it's different.
Yeah.
I certainly don't encourage it.
So does she have one kid or more?
Oh, just one.
Just one.
Beautiful girl that's 1 year old, and I'm dying to go visit.
Yeah. Now, you know, some people feel a lot of pressure when they have one kid to bring another.
Maybe. I don't know. I've never heard that, actually.
Really?
No.
No, many do, you know, because they don't want an only child. They don't want the kid to grow up on their own and be lonely.
Sure.
Or
they want a child within like another 2-3 years so that they're not, you know, their age is not so far apart,
right,
perhaps.
Yeah.
Like my parents, you know, me and my sisters, I have two sisters, and we're all within like 3-4 age, you know, difference, which was good growing up.
Yeah.
But it was weird, you know, it was not the age difference of, you know, oh, we'll still hang out and be friends. It was too big of a gap that we all just hated each other.
Yeah.
You know, we were all in different kind of, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. It's not always going to turn up roses, you know, when you have more than one kid.
Yeah.
You know?
So, yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
It's so true.
I know. So, you know, I mean, I think two kids is plenty. You know, people that have one should be happy with what they have, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And
man, being the only child would rock. I've always wondered.
Really?
God. Well, of course. You're the only child. You get spoiled, probably.
That's true, you know, but it could, I don't know. I think it could get, you know, if you look at other families and stuff and they have more than one kid, you might wonder, you know, how come I don't have a sibling and all that. But, you know, I mean, like Steve Jobs was an only child, you know. I mean, some of the greatest people in the world were only children.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, you know, so it's not like, I don't think it's a must. You know,
it's a must. You must have one child, and that is it. If you have more than one child, your child will not be brilliant.
Yeah.
No.
But I'm wondering how they do it in China, you know, because they have a one-child limit in China.
You know, I never actually realized that until recently when a friend of mine was donating eggs to an Asian family.
Uh-huh.
Because that's what a lot of them do. They can't act, you know, the law, or I don't know what it is exactly, you can correct me if I'm wrong, is they can only have one child. But if it's another female's eggs or adopting, you know, and it's not literally their child genetically, it's okay.
You think so?
I believe so.
Wow.
Yeah. I believe so.
Because you know, they're doing this to try and control the population. So
that is so weird, isn't
yeah,
it?
You know, so I mean, if you're allowed to have you know, more than one child, then you are. But I don't think that's the case there, you know. So I don't think how the child was conceived or...
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I just know that I've heard this from a girl that's donating eggs to an Asian couple, and the Asian couple lives in Beijing. Mm-hmm. And the reason why they're doing this is specifically because, for some reason, I don't know, that's allowed. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
It
it's all
make
very
sense.
Interesting,
I mean,
though.
Yeah, how would they even know whose eggs they're using, you know?
No clue. It's a really weird topic. I don't even have enough knowledge to talk about it yet. I am.
Okay.
On a lighter note, do you celebrate Halloween?
What does it mean? If you mean about wearing costumes, I don't.
No.
No.
Neither do I. I'm so boring. But this year I want to do something fun.
Uh-huh.
So I need ideas. If anyone has ideas, I want to dress up.
Yeah, you should. You should. If you're invited to a Halloween party or something.
Yeah. Oh, I'm always invited to parties. Yeah. I just never go to them. For Halloween, I never go because it's just not really usually my holiday.
I know. And, you know, a couple times I went to parties and I didn't wear a costume. And then you feel out of place, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. This year I'm going to dress up as the only child. That's what
I just think costumes on adults are stupid. I don't know. It doesn't look right.
Yeah, but a lot of people get so into
they
it.
They do.
I thought the only reason why I didn't get into it is because I'm an actor, so I'm used to dressing up anyways, and it's just it's nothing exciting for me. But a lot of actors go all out, and I just don't understand. I don't get it either. But hey, whatever floats your boat. If it's fun for you, awesome.
People love that stuff.
I'm going to though. I'm going to dress up this year. I just need suggestions. So if people have suggestions, please let me know.
Well, it depends what you're passionate about. Maybe that's what, or what
image
you want to be.
I'm passionate about cats. So
okay, maybe be a cat woman or something, you know?
Yeah, I guess. that could be a way of determining what to dress up as.
Yeah. So you're a cat person?
I love cats.
Do you have cats?
I love dogs too. I don't have any. I have a cat back home in Maryland with my family.
Right.
Coco.
Uh huh.
And he's a little beauty. He's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. He looks just like me. I'm just kidding. I don't know. Yeah. That's the only cat I've ever had, really.
Yeah.
But friends and other relatives have always had tons of cats. I grew up with cats.
Yeah. I'm surprised you don't have one now. Is that because you're sharing the apartment with someone?
Well, no, not really. I don't know. I've wanted one so badly. I have like 3 stray cats outside, we don't bring them in.
Yeah.
Yeah. No reason in particular. I told you that. Like, I really, really want a dog.
Yeah.
So badly.
Yeah.
But it is such a commitment.
It is, and you need to be available a lot, you know, otherwise they get lonely and...
But I feel like that's just like with having kids, you know, people say, oh, I want to wait till the time is right, the time is right. Well, that's how I feel like with a dog. I need to wait till the time is right. But that's never going to happen. I'm never going to feel like the time is right, so I just need to go for it and get a little puppy.
Exactly.
I just need to do it. Okay, so because I've been, you know, trying to work out more and be healthy and watch my curves... I looked up an article. This was kind of cool. 6 fall superfoods, like different foods that they really recommend because now it's fall, which I still can't believe, but the weather is proving it, you know?
Yeah, and the days are getting shorter too, you know?
So here are some really great foods for you.
Okay.
Since I know, Sam, you love to eat healthy too.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Right? Pumpkin.
Uh-huh.
Great source of fiber and vitamin A.
So it's good for you?
Yep, pumpkin. Pumpkin seeds as like a dry fruit. I've never had those.
Oh, yeah, I've had them. They're like white.
Okay,
yeah.
Sounds really good. And
they're
that's rich
good.
In like healthy fats and oils. Apples, which I'm allergic to.
Really?
Yeah, half these things I can't eat. Apples, they're high in fiber, lots of vitamins. Yeah, literally if I just take one bite out of an apple, the whole... just like 3 inches surrounding my lips literally blows up, turns red, bumpy, and my cheeks just start to expand. I mean, within minutes. Yeah.
Whoa.
So it's not good. Not pretty.
So no apples for you.
Mm-hmm. And then pomegranate is really good.
Yeah.
Antioxidants, fiber, potassium, vitamin C. Beets. I'm not really into beets either. So that's another one off my list, but... magnesium and vitamin C, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then Brussels sprouts, dietary fiber and vitamin C.
Yeah.
Brussels sprouts, I used to hate those as a kid.
Yeah.
But they're not so bad now.
Really? You can eat them?
I can eat those now, yeah.
I don't know. They look kind of good, but I would never try them. I don't know. They kind of don't look like they taste good, you know?
Well, they have a different kind of off taste.
Yeah.
But like, which as a kid, like I absolutely despised. If they were on my plate, I like snuck them away, you know, threw them in the trash can. But now, I don't mind them, because my taste buds are a little more mature.
I see. Okay, so now you're looking more for healthy and less necessarily tasty.
Yeah, but what kills me is that I love peanut butter.
Oh,
but,
really?
Oh, too much peanut butter is, like, not good for you. It goes straight to the ass, at least on me. So, have you ever had almond butter?
No.
Almond nut butter? Oh, my God. It's 10 times healthier, first of all, because of the fats and way less carbs. And it's just really good. It's different. You have to try it. And yesterday, for the first time, I tried something called sunflower seed butter.
Oh,
and it's
okay.
Like, you know, these are all kind of like, they all look like peanut butter. Like, they come in jars like peanut butter, but they're a little thicker and harder, but like sunflower seed butter. Oh my God, it's so good.
Really?
So good. Yeah. My newest addiction. Yeah. And 10 times healthier. It's very healthy for you.
Mm. Okay, we'll have to keep that in mind.
Yeah, try it out.
When I decide to start eating healthy.
You should try it anyway. It doesn't even taste like it's something healthy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it tastes, you know, because a lot of people, oh, if it's going to taste more bland or, you know, healthy, yeah. We don't like it. We like the fats and all the greasy stuff.
Yeah.
You should try that. It's really good.
Okay, I'll try that. Sounds good to me. So you're on a health kick, really.
I'm trying to, but, you know, when you don't see results, and mind you, it's only been 5 days, but when you don't see results, you start to get pissed off.
Yeah, you're right. You're not going to see results in five days.
No, but I'm very impatient. That's my problem, you know? Like, I'll kick my ass for 2 weeks, you know, like, kick and not stop, but overdo it, you know?
Yeah.
And if I don't see anything, I get so pissed off. So, we'll see. Either way, as long as I feel good.
Yeah, just don't kill yourself, you know?
Yeah.
It's possible to overdo it.
Oh, it is, absolutely. I feel like I've already overdid it because my legs are like stiffer than stiff and my arms feel like rubber.
Yeah, but it's good pain, isn't it?
No.
No, you don't like it?
No, I mean, soreness is always good because it, you know, it means you're working those muscles.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. I'm burping. But too much pain, you know, means you're either doing something wrong or you're doing it too much.
Yeah.
Too much. Because too much pain, then you can't work out for 5 days because you've overdone, you know, you overdid it. Your muscles are too dead.
Yeah. I used to be into aerobics when I would go work out. That was like a kick
really?
In the 80s, you know.
Aerobics cracks me up, especially when guys are in aerobics
classes. I know, you know. But, I mean, they're not as popular anymore, I don't think. But they used to be so popular. And I liked it because it really gives you a workout.
Yeah.
It really does.
Oh, it's all about that cardio is just the best way to work out. You know, losing calories, you're not only toning, but you're losing weight, hopefully,
right,
you know, if that's the goal at least. Yeah, I love aerobics classes, but it always cracks me up when, you know, there are guys in the classes, especially nowadays, it's not as common, because you just know, they're like, they're either gay, first of all, which I love my gay friends, but if they're not gay, they're straight guys, and they're just doing it for the pure joy of, like, picking up women and watching women and their boobs juggle.
Hold on, we have a phone call. Good morning, you're on the air, go ahead.
I'm on the air. You're kidding me.
No, you're on the air. Yes, sir.
April Fools. No, you are on the air. What's up, man?
Stephanie Danielson. This is Ben Farmer.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm great. Nice to hear from you.
I'm so sorry to call you on the air, but I just heard you guys talking about, like, pumpkin stuff to eat and, like, fitness stuff, and I just wanted to call and check in. But there's, like, some amazing recipes for pumpkin seeds out there that you should really try if you Google any type of pumpkin recipes. If you slow roast those bad boys like you do like almonds in your oven for like 7 to 10 minutes and you season them with something, they are fantastic.
Really? That's really cool.
Yes.
Thanks. Any other recommendations? Because like.
I was just listening to your fitness thing, and I just started this other sort of fitness thing, Operation Lean Out that I called it, and because I really sort of bulked up for this superhero web series that I was doing, and so I got really like no neck kind of Daniel Craig Casino Royale.
No way!
Oh my God, it was maddening, and then you know I couldn't get hired for anything because I was just like, but you know I just stuck with I doubled my cardio and just switched out you know veggies for half the meals I ate, and you know it's and you probably already know this, but you know, it's about eating smarter and not less, and I know it's different you know for girls than it is for guys, just because you know, curves and all that stuff. But,
yeah.
curves
yeah,
and all
you
that
know,
stuff.
If it's something, you know, like I said, just, you know, stick with it. And in a month's time, you know, just run your ass off and you'll definitely be seeing results.
So, yeah, so definitely.
Call and encourage you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Ben. So it's like more cardio, more cardio.
More cardio. That's what it's, and that's how you'll survive the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah,
awesome.
That's why I used to be into aerobics. Do you think it's kind of gay for men to be in aerobics?
You know, I got to go with Stephanie on the whole. I mean, nothing. nothing against aerobics for guys, but we just look ridiculous, especially yeah. white boys, because we're so uncoordinated. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I used to be pretty good at it, actually. And it, yeah? I think it was more acceptable for guys to do it in the 80s, 90s than
yeah,
it is now.
Maybe.
You know?
Maybe. You know, we just don't look that good in sweatbands or wristbands or anything like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. No, but you can wear regular, you know, workout clothes. You don't need to be in
yeah.
leotards.
Yeah, if you got some Lululemon stuff, maybe, but just stick to the treadmill, boys.
Seriously. This makes me want to go to the gym, like, literally right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
All right, Ben. Well, thank you so much for calling,
yeah, thanks
my friend.
For the call, guys. Have a good
All
day.
Right. Bye, hon.
Bye.
All
right.
Bye.
Do you know him?
I do know Ben. Oh, we went to the same acting program. He's an actor, and he's phenomenal.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. He's one of those guys that, like, you know, we never talked during our training.
Right.
Never. Or,
yeah.
you know, during school. And then after graduating, that's when, like, now we keep in touch all the time.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
That's just, like, I have a next-door neighbor, too, that I grew up with for, like, literally, you know, my whole childhood for, like, 10, 12 years in Maryland.
Yeah.
And he was literally, you know, a door away from me, my next-door neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
And we never talked. But once I graduated, once I left Maryland, he started talking to me all the time and
yeah.
then trying to date me. I'm like, dude, I'm in New York now. Okay, now I'm in L.A.
yeah.
What's up with that?
Yeah, I know. But, you know, sometimes it's just that, you know, you don't have the connection with people at a certain point in your life. And then they, you know, and then suddenly you click, you know, you never know.
Womp womp. I think it's because I was a total nerd in high school, and then I started turning into like, oh, she's actually doing something with her life. Oh my God, she actually looks pretty now.
Yeah.
Because I was a goofball in high school.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
It's so funny. Ha ha, ha
yeah.
ha.
But I gotta tell you, I mean, you can make fun of me for doing aerobics, but hey man, it was the best workout ever, you know? I mean, anything less than that would not really satisfy me as far as the workout itself.
Picturing you doing aerobics right now just makes me want to laugh my ass off.
Well, I was younger, you know.
Yeah, that's 20 awesome.
20 years younger, yeah.
Kickboxing is great, too. Have you ever taken a kickboxing class?
No, I haven't.
Oh, they're pretty intense. Just stay
yeah.
away from the old Asian ladies. That's all I'm saying. Seriously.
Really?
Yeah, they really kick your ass, man.
Mm.
They're just in such incredible shape.
Yeah.
But kickboxing's fun, and you get some anger out, too. I always think of people I'm mad at.
Yeah.
Which is horrible. I'm not really mad at anybody, but... Or just situations, you know?
Right,
and I just
yeah.
start... fighting.
Let all that pent-up anger come out.
Yeah. Have you been keeping up with the whole Michael Jackson, Dr. Conrad Murray case?
No, I have not.
No?
No. What's going on there now?
They're starting back today because they took Friday off, and then yesterday they had to take off because there was a death in someone's family, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So today they're starting back up, but I've been kind of, you know, keeping track, and it's just so intense to watch these trials. First of all, you learn so much, and it is, I mean, obviously it's so specific. Everything. I mean, they are, you know, they're talking about everything and having... Mm-hmm. different doctors and specialists on. So there was a cardiologist expert, you know, a pulmonary expert, anesthesia expert, all of these things. But as far as like everything comes down to the propofol that Dr. Conrad
right.
Murray gave, you know, to Michael Jackson and the use of it. And he's being like Dr. Steinbeck, I can't remember his name, really well said 6 counts of negligence, and it all kind of comes down to the propofol, the way he administered it.
Right.
He wasn't even in the room when Michael Jackson took it.
Right.
And usually
that's what they're saying. Is that, have they been able to prove that at all?
Because
that's what the defense is
saying. Well, the doctor even said, you know, I mean, you know, the doctor, there's no way of him. Kind of going back on that, I mean, he pretty much said, you know, he came into the room after Michael Jackson had already taken it, and Michael Jackson's head was kind of cocked back, and he
right.
was, you know, unconscious, but still had a pulse.
Mm.
But again, like, during the use of propofol, you know, a doctor is supposed to be present, a nurse is supposed to be present, I mean, you know, at least 2 people.
Right.
Not to mention, you know, you're supposed to be monitoring that the whole time.
Mm.
The whole time that there is, you know, propofol in somebody's body, you're monitoring.
Yeah.
And he was
That's
gone.
Crazy, yeah.
Came back.
I think that was very careless of him to
and the fact that he didn't call 911 immediately, you know. Mm. He called for security. What's the security going to do? I mean, that's just common sense, I think, for anybody, you know.
Yeah.
You're not, if there's an emergency, you know, you're not going to go, you know, out of your way to find somebody else to call 911. You call 911 immediately.
Right, yeah.
With
but
yourself,
apparently he was on the phone with his girlfriend or something at the time, right?
He made many phone calls before, you know, 911 was ever even called.
Wow.
Many phone calls. One of them being, yeah, girlfriend, another, who knows.
Wow.
But no one worth calling, you know, under these circumstances.
Yeah.
And then even with when he was giving CPR, you know, you don't do that on the bed. You're, you know, that's just stupid. You have to take, you know, how can you do legitimate CPR on a bed that's bouncy?
Right.
Just everything kind of seems weird. At the same and, you know, before I followed any of this, I thought, oh, I was so sympathetic towards Dr. Conrad Murray, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of this is just kind of common sense stuff that any doctor, and that's what all the expert doctors have said, like, this is all stuff that you, you know, these are health standards that
right.
you just, you know, you don't budge, you know,
right.
absolutely must be present with propofol.
Okay.
Simple things. So.
Yeah. So, well, there you go, you know, so I think they're going to prove, I think they're going to find him guilty. I really
do. You
do.
Think so?
Yeah.
See, I actually don't.
Really?
That's the funny thing. I mean, I think he's made a lot of stupid mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, well, first of all, he's being, you know, they're saying manslaughter, right?
Right.
And I think the most he could do is 4 years. In prison?
Is that all?
Yeah, it's something ridiculously short anyway.
Mm.
Either that or $1 million, you know. And he's fighting because, obviously, he is not guilty. He says, you know, he's completely innocent. It's just weird, the whole fact that just 911 and this, I just don't get it.
Yeah.
What was he thinking? You know, what was going on in his head?
Mm. Yeah, we'll never know that, I guess, but, you know.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's just weird to me. Just weird.
Yeah.
I would love to talk to him.
Have a couple words with him.
Yeah. You just got to wonder. Because, I mean, trust me. Like, you know, when you never can be too prepared for these situations. At the same time, like, you know, when stuff like this happens, this is like, you know, if I was in my car and somebody random just kind of came up to me with a gun, you know, you can't prepare for how you're going to react to that. It's like,
that's true.
You start freaking out. So sometimes, you know, the hormones, just your blood, your heart, your body starts to react differently.
Yeah.
So you can't kind of control sometimes what you do. You can do, I mean, and he did his best, you know,
right.
of what he was capable of doing at the time.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, but watching these trials, it's so fun. You know, you feel
it
like
is.
You're
no,
part of the jury yourself.
I know. Sometimes it moves too slowly, though, and I lose interest. But
yeah.
I remember I used to follow the OJ trial. Man, that was a big deal, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, that was big. But, yeah. So,
but,
yeah, well, you know, that's as much as I have to say about the trial, you know.
Yeah. You just, and it's so funny that it's so informative. You learned so much.
Mm.
Mind you, you know, I haven't watched the trial since Thursday because that's the last day it was on. So it's not fresh in my mind. But watching it, I just thought, God, you just learn a lot. Just
yeah,
as far as
true.
Terms, health wise, just everything. All these doctors talking and using big words.
Yeah.
I
know some people actually go to court just to watch trials, you know.
It's definitely interesting.
Yeah,
to me.
Interesting stuff, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So did you hear that Jennifer Lopez and Bradley Cooper have been seen together?
What?
Yeah.
That's a couple I would not have expected.
Really? Why?
First, I don't know. Well, I don't know. I see Jennifer Lopez as a very saucy person, you know.
Uh huh.
And I don't see her with Bradley Cooper because he's just so white. In layman's terms, right?
Okay, we get it.
but she dated Ben Affleck at one point, too. So
yeah.
she's into the white dudes.
Yeah, I guess. She's 42, he's 37.
Good for you. I'm trying to say good for you, and I'm going, go for you, go for you. I'm like, am I liquored up right now? What the hell?
Yeah, but it's funny because they're showing a couple in a car, and it's Bradley Cooper, but the woman's covering her face. So go figure, you know, maybe she didn't want to be seen with him.
Oh, gosh.
But I know, I mean, they're crazy, these people.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, all exposure is exposure for them. And, you know, if they're not stupid either. You know, they know these celebrities, they know these pictures are going to be seen. So whatever they can do to make it more interesting, you know, who knows what's going on.
I know, and it's like nobody's going to find out they're dating if, you know. I mean, give me a break. You know, everything they do, they live in a glass house, these
right.
celebrities.
And mind you, like, who the hell cares?
Yeah,
like, I don't care that you guys are
question.
Dating. So don't need to hide it from me. I don't care. Oh, man. All I care about is who I'm dating.
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, let's see. What kind of lover are you? There's a few. They break down into six different ways you can be in love. So let's go through that real quick.
Yeah.
There's the romantic, and that's you love being in love, you know. And I guess that's, you know, that's pretty self-explanatory
mm-hmm.
here. The list maker. You have criteria that are important, and you won't change them.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's a list maker.
I don't think I'm either of those.
No? Not so far? Okay. So you don't have, like, a list of things that the guy has to be?
Not literally a list. You know, I don't have it written down.
No,
I mean, I certainly have a criteria. I know what I want, but there are also, like, ways of budging. Or, you know, I mean, there is no specific, like, my criteria doesn't mean that, oh, like, I won't ever date a person like this, you know?
Right.
I just have, you know, certain expectations that, you know, I deserve as a woman and an intelligent woman.
Yeah.
I want
And some things are deal breakers, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, I totally understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the obsessive, which you don't like.
That's definitely not.
Right?
Yeah.
And it says you want to spend all the time with your partner. And you constantly worry about your relationship even when you've been together for years.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
I know. To be with someone like that, my God.
I don't understand that. Yeah. I mean, more than twice a week is too much to me. A guy recently wanted to see me 2 days in a row, and I was like, what? I was so freaked out.
Really?
I couldn't do it.
Wow.
2 days in a row?
Yeah.
That's a lot for me.
Yeah, you should examine that.
What do you mean?
How are you going to get into serious relationships like that?
I'm just saying, not in the beginning, like too much. I think now I'm just so used to, like, you know, once or twice a week that anything more than that kind of freaks me out. And, you know, I've got my schedule and my routine. It's just too much.
Okay.
Too much. Yikes. I guess that is a little abnormal. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know if it's abnormal. It's just kind of unusual, you know? I mean, if it freaks you out, if it scares you, whatever.
In the beginning stages, when a guy wants to see me too much, I don't like that. I still like a challenge as well. Like, I need a little bit of a chase.
Mm.
So knowing that he wants to see me more means, you know, he's definitely taking this serious. You know, he likes me.
I see. Okay. So you want to make him work a little bit for it.
Well, not even that. I want to work a little bit for it. You know,
I
don't want to
be
given all his time. Anyway, so what's the next one?
We're going to have to analyze that. That must have been from the past sometimes.
I don't know. It's too funny.
I know. So, and then they have the, okay, so that was the obsessive.
Yes.
Then they have the giver.
Oh.
You may give more than you get. At some point, you find that it's all going one way.
No, that's definitely not it.
Not you.
I mean, I've had certain situations, you know, where I feel like, this guy just wants to get something out of this as far as, like, help career-wise or whatever it may be, you know.
Right.
He doesn't really like me.
Yeah.
But that's rare, you know.
Yeah.
No, usually I feel like they're giving too much or, you know, and I need to treat them.
Yeah. Okay.
But then the second I try to offer something, it just goes downhill. So I've learned, don't fucking help anybody.
That's the way to do it, man.
Yeah.
I know. Because then they hate you after that. You
exactly.
Know? You try to help and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The fifth one is the player.
Ooh.
And you love courtship. For these lovers, the chase is a lot of it.
Yeah.
So
I hate the word player because that automatically sounds like a bad thing.
Right.
I don't consider myself a player, but I definitely like a chase, you know, and I definitely don't like to commit to one person unless I know for sure, you know, like he is committing to, you know, we are exclusive and there is no jumping out of that. You know, there's a commitment.
Okay.
If there isn't and he could potentially be dating somebody else, of course I'm going to date other guys too.
Yeah.
Just knowing, you know, just to feel like I'm not being taken advantage of. That's so horrible.
Yeah. I think you analyze it too much. You know, you just got to go with
the flow. I'm a girl, Sam. I can't help it. It's in my blood. Give me a break.
All right. And the final one is the pal. Love seems to creep up on you. One day you think, wow, I've been really spending a lot of time with Jack, then realize you're in love.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I guess that's when you sort of like start as friends and then you...
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't really put myself in any of these categories.
Really?
I mean,
we'll make a seventh one for you.
I can see a teeny bit of me in the pal one, a teeny bit of me in the player one. And what were the first two again?
I don't know. Pretty close to
page. Oh, good job.
There was the romantic and the list maker.
The list maker. A teeny bit in both those.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe each one of us has all these parts.
I'm a teeny bit of all of them except the obsessor. I do not obsess.
Yeah.
And like anyone that get even I feel like is becoming that way, I automatically get turned off.
Yeah.
Which is why like 2 days in a row wanting to see me, like that kind of made me made me feel.
God, I feel bad for these guys that put a date.
Stop it! Stop! No.
Okay, well, whatever. You know, I mean, obviously it's not easy, and you know, you're not making it easy for them. So, you know, that's good. I mean, once they, if they persist, then you know.
Yeah, if they continue. I mean, honestly, it takes a very special person to date me, to put up with me, because I am definitely weird.
Yeah.
Just weird. And
aren't we all? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, how's your bangs? Are you getting used to having your bangs?
Yes, but you're going to shit your pants.
Why?
Do they look any shorter again?
Yeah, they do it uneven.
Oh, my God, stop that.
I'm kidding.
That,
I'm
no, you're
kidding.
Not. I'm
kidding.
You wouldn't,
no,
you wouldn't have said
fine.
That. No, they
it
are a little fine. Uneven. It's the truth. I just can't believe you saw that. So... For listeners that didn't listen on last show, I just kind of had an impulse. I saw scissors, and I had been growing my bangs out for a long time, and they were at an awkward stage, so I decided to chop them off myself.
Yeah.
So I did. And you know what? I didn't mind them at first. You know, they were kind of, but they were still a little bit too long. They were still below my eyebrows.
Uh-huh.
So the next day, I thought, I'm just going to trim them a teeny bit more. Honestly. Sam, I literally meant to trim it like half of a millimeter, literally, right. Like not even a millimeter. And I ended up trimming another inch, you know? Like, and they are somewhat uneven and they look ridiculous.
Will you at a certain point decide maybe I should go to a professional or at least have someone else?
At this point, I don't want anyone to touch it. I don't want them any shorter.
Yeah.
So, you know, I read an article that if you pull your hair... It stimulates it and makes it grow a little bit
faster.
You're going
to go bald. That's what's going to happen.
Well, no, I'm just kind of pulling so that it grows a little quicker. I'm hoping that it'll, in like 2 or 3 weeks, it'll be at the length that I want it to, and then I'll kind of even it out. But it doesn't look that
lopsided. No, it doesn't look bad.
Does it?
No.
I'm like, ridiculous. Another friend of mine did mention, though, that, well, he didn't say it was lopsided. He just said, oh, it's really short now.
Yeah, well, it's not a straight line, you know, but maybe you don't want it to.
Well, I don't want it to completely straight. I don't like, see, I like a messy look.
Right.
So too straight, it's too perfect and too, I don't like that.
No, huh?
I like it to be kind of raspy looking and just, you know, sexy. That's just like with guys. I don't like super clean cut, you know, a little bit of facial hair and roughed up. Looks good.
And sweaty balls and all that.
Ew. No, sweaty balls are not good. No, that's disgusting.
Well, that's guys for you. What can I say?
Just don't expect oral.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
I'm not joking.
Yeah. Well, finally, have you heard about this race car driver who died? He was killed. His name is Dan Weldon, and I guess he's big in the race car driving world.
Okay.
And he went through this terrible, terrible accident on the track. I think it was like a 10-15 car pileup.
What?
And he died. Yeah, he was... imagine, they were going like at 225 miles an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And...
That's crazy.
Yeah,
he's the only
so
one,
sad.
Though, that died?
Yeah, apparently so, yeah.
That's pretty shocking, and considering 10 to 15 cars.
I know. But I guess that's it, you know. That's fate for you, you know. I mean, you're supposed to go, you go, you know.
Well, and I don't know about. I think you know when you're doing something so risking and daring. I mean, race car driving is not safe.
No,
come on,
not at 225 miles an hour for sure.
So you have to expect. You know, you're taking that risk.
Yeah.
I
know. I don't know why anybody would allow themselves to do that when they're married. He's got two babies, and.
That's rough, yeah.
But it's people, it's in their blood, you know?
Well, it's like, you know, it's a talent, it's a skill, and, you know, it's not like you jump in the car and just start racing, you know? They've been trained and something they obviously love and are passionate about. But it is, at the end of the day, it is very dangerous, and there are definitely risks, and there's one of them, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, dying, car accidents.
I know, I'm surprised his wife let him continue with it, but I guess, you know, when she married him, he was probably a big star already, so...
Yeah, you can't stop somebody from doing something that there's, you know, it's like...
passionate about and love doing,
Mm-hmm.
I know, that's true, you know, but God, I feel so bad for them.
It's
for
very
the family,
sad.
You know?
Very sad.
It's like a cool family. And finally, Ford is allowing you to read text messages while you drive in their new cars. Yeah. So the text messages, the system actually reads it out to you when you get a text message. So you get the text message, the car tells you what the text message says, and then you can have like a few pre-canned responses that you can just use, you know?
Oh, my Lord. You know,
but at
it
least
sounds...
if it keeps people from texting, I'm all for it, you know?
Yeah, it sounds really cool, actually, but it's like, are you kidding me? Can we just... Can people just handle like 20 minutes in their car without having to text?
I wish.
Can't we just relax?
Yeah, I know. I wish people would because, you know, when I try to text a couple times, it's like I don't think there's anything more dangerous than that while you're driving.
No.
I mean,
one
your eyes are off the road. Yeah.
Yep. And even so, like even with Ford doing this and, you know, you're listening now to your text message or whatever it may be, mm-hmm. it's still a distraction. You know,
right.
you're listening to something someone else, you know, it's changing. I mean, I don't know. In the car, I do a lot of just thinking.
Right.
And, you know, even you can't control what you think about, but you're just thinking and relaxing.
Right.
But, you know, when you start to bring in other people texting you, then your mind's just moving in different directions. And I feel like when you get distracted too much, it's no matter what, it's a hazard.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so the hell with
be
that.
Careful.
Then. We won't get a Ford either.
Right. It's so weird. But that just goes to show you like what, you know, technology is doing, you know, in the future, what's to come. There are so many
right.
things going on. It's going to be interesting to
I
see
know.
How it continues.
Yeah. Well, we hope to live for a long time so we can see all these developments.
Oh, yes.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We'll be back here tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
You've been listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only right here on LA Talk Radio. If you have a question for one of our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about starting your very own talk radio show, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Steph in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.